Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotel. Welcome, welcome on a Sunday. Thank you so very much for joining me on this segment. This is Come and Get Your Miracle. As you know, we've changed our time. We're on 2 days out of a week at 3:30, and we're also on at 10 o'clock on Fridays and Wednesdays. Now, Mondays, I'm not sure if we're on at 3:30 or not, so I'm not going to tell you that. Just look at the schedule. I want to welcome each and every one of you to a new segment entitled Come and Get Your Miracle. This is not about name it and claim it. This is not a religiosity channel. I do have a ministry now, and that ministry is out on Shoe Talk. And for those of you who would like to follow me on that ministry, we'll be carrying over the community talk and coming and getting your miracle. We're teaching you a concept. This is a movement, like Project 2019 was a movement and is a movement. I am into movements because we need to do things for more than 21 days to make a difference in our life and a change. So we are about the business of changing our thought patterns. And as we change our thought pattern to new thoughts, we're able to create those miracles, and we know they're sure to come because we're the God that's in charge now, and we are the ones who are predicting that we can affirm a thing and make it happen by simply speaking it into existence. And we're not just saying we're going to pull miracles out of the sky and we're using this name it and claim it. We can get what we want no matter what kind of shabby life we live. There is a lifestyle that is required of each of us, and we're going to be talking about that in a moment. Why don't you follow me down to North Carolina? We're going to take a short little break as we go through some house cleaning. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got...
Come on, come on.
Come on.
Once again, thank you, family, for joining us today. This is a Sunday, and we welcome each and every one of you. This is March the 16th. And as you know, that Chicago is heavily celebrating their special holiday for pouring the green substance into the river. So green is running everywhere in the Midwest of Chicago as they celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We want to wish each and every one of them a prosperous holiday. And I want to talk about rituals today and how important they are to make them a part of your production in developing miracles, because there's been so many times that we bypass the opportunity and wonder where the miracles are. You cannot have a miracle if you have opportunities presented to you and you refuse to act on them. And most of the African Americans have been jinxed. And I want to tell you what will juju you out of your blessing and your opportunities: fear. Fear is the first thing that sets in. And our Creator has told us when He deposited Himself in us that He's not the author of fear or confusion, but of a sound mind. So if your mind is not sound, you must be operating in confusion and fear. And we want to take away any doubts that you might have today and give you a chance to exercise your opportunities. A lot of people always are saying, but I had no other choice. I didn't have any other way of getting around it. You always have a choice. God finds a way of relief for His people. There's always a way of relief for God's people. Now, who are God's people? We all are, because He deposited Himself within our being. We carry Him within our bosom, and He is ratified energy. Don't forget about that. We can't just look God in the eye anymore, other than looking at a reed that's on our head who has been wrapped up in matter, because that ratified energy will burn you up. So I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, you are God. Say it with me one time. I am God. You are the I am concept. And that's why Jesus came to be an example. He was a way shower to show you the way back to the Creator, which is deposited within you. Now, if you go out and listen to my lectures, and I don't say sermons, I call them lectures, through the ministry of Sherelle M. Garth, you will hear me talking from the concept of new thought. I'm no longer preaching an orthodox method. I am preaching from new thought. I'm preaching from the new thought codes that have been locked in our cosmic record. We've got to open up the cosmic records and create new thought in our patterns today. And as we look at how we create new thought, we begin to look at the universe. These are universal teachings, and they're ours for the asking. And for those of you who are sick and tired of these allegorical stories and fantasies, I want you to understand you have a choice today. You have opportunities that you can embrace that will guarantee you some miracles in your life. I'm working on miracles right now. Rituals are very important. And we're going to start our day off with our ritual. And that's why you hear me in this room do a dedication and rituals that are performed through point of libation. If you'll stand with me as we go over to the throne of grace, as we prepare to introduce the rituals to some and to others to reinforce the concept. Rituals are being done throughout the universe by Caucasians, by Turkish people, by Jewish people, by atheists as well. Now it's time for Africans to embrace some of their rituals. And don't tell me that's the juju, man. Don't tell me that that is fetish. And don't tell me that is High John the Conqueror. These are our rituals that we must start practicing. Just as the blood was put over the doorpost when the soldiers were sent out, and these people wanted the confusion to pass by them, so they performed the ritual and put a ritual up against the doorpost for it to pass on by, leaving them invisible and slippery, not able to be caught in the hands of the potential harmer. Now, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, a miracle is not what you used to have been taught. A miracle is an opportunity that you act upon. A miracle is something that you have in your cosmic record, that you have the ability to speak it into existence and take advantage of it. Do not operate in fear. Fear is a lower extremity activity. God has not given you that spirit of fear. Now, you're the God. You're not telling yourself to be in fear, I'm sure. Are you? Or are you? If you are, you need to give it up. You do not want to operate in fear anymore. Do not go into anything with fear and trembling. even when they falsely taught us about we are to fear God and live, God has never told any of us to fear him and live when he knows he resides within us. So why are we fearing ourselves? There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Now I want to set you straight on this. I'm not teaching any new concept, only new thought that you've already been given. You just refuse to operate in the concept. Universal teachings, the earth was put into existence first because the earth was commanded to operate with us in collaboration. And the angels, which are lower than us, were instructed to assist us in everything we do. Mother Nature wants to help you, girl. Mother wants to be your friend, man. Mother Nature wants to be there to assist you in everything you do. Mother Nature has been waiting on us to come in to agreement with them on whatever it is we're trying to do. And as we stand at the throne of grace, we lift our hands up and we call on Mother Nature today. And the forces to be, and we call on those ancestors that are still trying to find their way here through the miry cotton-picking slaves that are out there in the field. We want you to come here and tell us the cotton-picking truth about real spirituality. Now, we know the cotton-picking truth, but we just don't want to operate it in it. We're operating in allegorical stories and fallacies. It's time to close the book. It's time to search deep within ourselves. Now, let's go into ourselves today. As we begin to look ahead of ourselves, we sit quietly with ourselves, and we allow God to permeate within our being and to speak to us and to renew our minds. By renewing our minds, we begin to understand bit by bit and line upon line. Then we become, as we stand before the throne, we call on the ancestors from the east and we pour libation and we say Ashe. We call on the libations, we call on the ancestors from the west and we say Ashe. We call on the ancestors from the south and we say Ashe. We call on the ancestors from the north and we say Ashe. We call on each and every one of those angels that have been sent here before us. We call on Oladunamare, which is the god of the outer court and the inner court. And we call on Akamare, the one who created the universe, the god of all gods. And we call on the god because God has told us to take dominion and subdue the earth. We have been given the choice, decisions. Help us to make decisions today, God. And as we speak to ourselves and we employ ourselves, that we must begin to speak things into existence. Whatever life we have here is the life that we have ordered and we have decreed that we will live out. Let us live out the decree of our ancestors. If we call on our mothers and our fathers today, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essie Pope, Tommy T. Harvey, and as we call on Eugene Lilly, Marvin Jenkins, and Essie Pope, we call on Mary Lou Hawkins, Tom Harvey, Michelle Harvey. We call on Madam C.J. Walker. We call on Dr. Carruthers. We call on the Honorable Joe Lewis and ask him to knock out thinking today and give us the desires of our heart. For every family that's represented here today, we ask that they will come into clarity and understanding, and they will come into right knowledge and right understanding with overstanding. And we say this in the name of the Most High. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you, we are talking about why rituals are important in our lives. It's very important that you note that in this classroom, periodically, rituals and procedures are followed. That is because we have to do things in decent order. I want you to understand you have an option today. You have an option to live poor and speak damnation over your life. You have an option to take advantage of all that God has given you in this earth. Because the earth is ours. The world and they that dwell therein, it's all of ours. Not just for the asking, because it's our birthright. Do you know you have some natural rights that you don't even need to ask for? They were God-given rights that were given to you, but most of us appear to think that they're miracles because we have not been accustomed to having them at our disposal. It's very vital that you should understand a miracle will not come nigh you if you don't believe you are supposed to have something. If you're feeling ashamed and feeling like you don't deserve anything and you don't want to accept the fact that you are God, then you won't have anything. And I'm telling you from the mother's hip, shooting it straight from the hip, I'm giving it to you like a T.I. is. Most of us have spoken damnation into our life. Most of us have created these lifestyles of being poor and economically substandard. Do you not know when the Caucasian speaks, he sees himself as a God? Wherever he goes to any community, he speaks it into existence. He doesn't have to know where it's going to come from. He's in control. He knows that he's a God, and he's capable of making things happen and speaking them into existence. We ought to take a lesson from him. He's known all along that he was a God. We're the only ones who are stepping out here, going to every church we can go to, calling out all of these, name it and claim it, but have no power. We're denying the power from there above. The power from above has been given to us. Once you claim the power, then you realize that you are really functioning in a God-like manner. You are functioning in a God-like manner. When they come to take your home and tell you this property belongs to them, your birthright is to own that property. When they come to shut you down and put you outside, you stand your ground because there are energies and forces on this earth that wants to surround you and support you in what it is you say and what it is you affirm. There are forces that want to go in that courtroom to fight for you. Let those forces go forth. We call those forces forth right now for every mother or father that might be battling in the institution called the higher court, Supreme Court, that might be fighting for their property or the deeds to their home. We call these forces forth, that in every courtroom they will be going forth in the name. It's in the name, the mighty name. And because you called it forth, you stand your ground and watch the energies and the forces work on your behalf. There can be no miracles unless you're in cooperation with the forces. They are more with you than against you. You have the heavens above, you have the earth, and you have the world. You have the forest, you have the trees and the rivers, the coyote. You have the fox. Call them all to your rescue. Call them in position so that they will operate on your behalf. Do not let them see that you are not operating in your fullness. Now let's take a station identification, and we'll be right back at you, and we're going to give you PC still.
Be still and know.
because we are in the position of allowing ourselves to come into the Godhead and to seek from within as we meditate on consciousness. We have to realize this is a new dispensation. We've come into a new arena of mind thought and mind thinking. This is a new world that we have been foretold that will come when we begin to have a new mindset with a new thought. As we begin to look into the opportunities to see things that is blindly beyond our vision, as we see with the spiritual eye, we begin to call things out in our lives. We are not going to sit and be ignorant anymore of a book that has been holding us captive. We've got to take the promises out of that book and remind God of the promises that he's made to us and command him to watch over his commandment to us. For those of you who are in the mindset that God has called you into order and to be able to see that you are already walking in your miracle, you need only to call it into being. You need only to understand that miracles are not existing in your life because you have not declared that they will. You must understand that it's very vital that you have the life that you've called into existence. Nothing has happened by chance or by accident. There are no accidents. Every situation that we find ourselves in is calling us closer to pressing the Godhead forward that's within us. The only way God will show up in our life is that we have opposition and we're up against a situation that calls upon us to call the higher force, and he will show up as we go through opposition. He will never show up in your life if you have no oppositions in your life. That is why you operate in the Godhead and you call the Godhead forward. If you're down in your spirit now and need to lift yourself up, lift yourself out. Lift yourself out of that state and let the energies and frequencies vibrate to you. You're nothing but an atom. You are divinely made and you are high calibrated frequency. If you are down in your spirit, I can guarantee you that your frequency level is low. The only way that you are going to become ill or sick is that you've allowed your frequency level to drop. Lift yourself up. Lift your spirit up and encourage yourself. And as you lift your spirit up, watch your frequency levels rise and understand that we operate in a vibration. And a vibration of success looks a certain way. Let's lift up our vibrations today as we lift up the frequency levels in the universe that we call back to us that we need. If you need filthy lucre, alchemy, you have the authority to call it to you. Call that car payment to you. Call that car note to you. Call that insurance note to you. Call that bill payment to you. Call the frequencies to you. There's no way that a rich man could ever be poor if he understands he operates in the frequency levels of God. If you have low frequency levels, you can do something about it. You can vibrate and raise those frequency levels up. You can meditate on the word, and the word will come to you, and it will remind you that God said to command you me. And when you command God, he will carry those things through. He will operate in you and cause you to function as if he is abiding with you as you abide with him. He said, if you abide in me, then you can ask what you will. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. you have to be an abiding, willful individual. As you abide in the thoughts and the thought-like process of God, if you let his words abide in you, then you can come and ask what you will. So you've been abiding in God, you say. Then why are you lacking anything in the material realm? You can't possibly be lacking anything in the material realm if you are abiding in God, little children. If you're abiding in God, you are sitting on a blessing that is so great that it looks like a miracle. Speak it into existence. You say you need that child payment from child support, call it to you. You say you need that father to act right, speak it into existence. And women, you have been going to church far too long using all of your gifts to do nothing but make the church rich. Use the same words that you operate in that church to change and correct situations in your household. Use the same power and frequency that you operate on in that morning Sunday when you teach in your house and your classroom. I'm telling you this because God is not going to give you any more faith than you came here with. Thank you so much, and we will